Coming up this week on The Youth Perspective.
POSH, it stands for passionate, optimistic, strong, and healthy. And it was something that I've always wanted to do because I always wanted to just empower young ladies and the wider community in general. But because I was selected as student of the year last year, it was my platform and I really got to give it a voice. So it was able to spread it to a lot more people. And it's just a way that I can empower young girls to be passionate, optimistic, strong, and healthy, and to know their self-worth.
The Youth Perspective, where we shine the light on the youth of our nation. You don't want to miss this episode each Saturday at 7:30 p.m. on 1540 a.m. Power 104.5 FM, the national voice of the Bahamas.
I'm trying to be great, and I'm on my way. Way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set.
With so much negativity being yielded at the youth of our nation, it seems hard to find any signs of a bright future. Coming from a legendary past, the new generation of Bahamians seek to take this nation to heights it's never seen. That's where the Youth Perspective comes in. We seek to display tomorrow's leaders in every facet of society. Each show will focus on today's pace setters, trendsetters, movers and shakers, and the next generation of great, impactful Bahamians. We seek to uplift, motivate, and encourage our listeners. Tune in as we address issues of importance with wisdom and intelligence, all from the youth perspective.
And we're back. Welcome to another edition of The Youth Perspective. Yours truly, Kashigan Jamal. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in each and every Saturday. And I got to let you know, this season has truly been an exciting season thus far. We have had so many great conversations. We started off the year talking about social media, about the importance of using social media, how to brand yourself. We talked about the state of our young persons in the second episode. And as we continue throughout the year, we're going to be connecting with organizations. Ladies and gentlemen, and this evening we have another organization that will be joining us, another movement that is poised, no pun intended, to be able to take the nation by storm, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're locked in, ladies and gentlemen, this evening you're listening into 1540 AM, 104.5 FM, the national voice of the Bahamas, and Inspiration 107.9 FM, ladies and gentlemen. And this evening we're talking about the second annual POSH Girls Symposium, ladies and gentlemen, and it is under the patronage of First Lady Anne Marie Davis, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to hear more about it. We have the host and the organizer, Miss Nyla Simonet, and you would recognize her. She was on The Youth Perspective last year with a different initiative, and of course, that was an exciting show. She is the 2022-2023 first runner-up National Primary School Student of the Year. Also, we have Miss Morgan Sims joining us on this episode of The Youth Perspective, 2023 and 2024 current Student of the Year of Queen's College, and both of these young ladies attend Queen's College, my alma mater, and so shout out to all my QC comments out there. Good evening, ladies. How are you doing?
We're well.
I'm doing very well, thank you.
All right. It's so great to have you back on The Youth Perspective, Nyla, and of course, we look forward to having you, Ms. Sims, join us once again in the near future, so you're welcome to come again.
Thank you.
All right. And so, how do you feel being here tonight? How do you feel? Are you nervous?
Excited to be here again because I feel like I'm able to spread my message and to just encourage young people.
Okay, well, we're excited about it. We're going to encourage some young people tonight. How are you feeling, Ms. Sims?
I'm excited to share the word. I'm really...
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into it tonight. For those listening in, first and foremost, we got to talk about POSH. What does the name POSH mean and how did you come up with POSH?
POSH, it stands for passionate, optimistic, strong, and healthy. And it was something that I've always wanted to do because I always wanted to just empower young ladies and the wider community in general. But because I was selected as student of the year last year, it was my platform and I really got to give it a voice. So it was able to spread it to a lot more people. And it's just a way that I can empower young girls to be passionate, optimistic, strong, and healthy, and to know their self-worth.
Right. And like I said before, this is not the first time you've been on Youth Perspective. Last year was a different initiative. And so I guess instead of continuing with that particular initiative, why did you decide to go on the route of Posh?
Well, I'm still going to continue with Stamp Out Hunger, but that's going to be later on in the year. But I decided to just go with Posh because, like I said, it's always been something that I wanted to do. And I feel like making it an annual event will help to just keep the message alive and to just let everyone feel encouraged still.
Yeah, yeah. And you feel like this is something that young girls need at this particular time, that young people need at this particular time?
I feel like it's very important because, like, my mom and I were just sitting in the car yesterday and we heard about the suicide of the young lady who jumped off the bridge yesterday. So it was just something that I felt needed to happen because of everything that's going on in the country right now.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. If there was ever a time that we needed encouragement, that we needed upliftment, that we needed impactful programs, the time is now. So Ms. Sims, how do you feel about being a part of this program? What do you think about it?
I felt very honored to be a part of Posh. I felt amazing because I felt like it was really empowering. And Posh is a necessity for all young girls to show them their value or their worth and to show them that they can always be safe and they're always strong and to show them that they are well valued and appreciated here.
All right. Excited. Now tell us and walk us through the event. What all happened? Can you tell us some of the highlights for those who might have missed the event?
So my favorite part of Posh was the part towards the end where we were shown different girls throughout the world who made an impact. And I feel like that was really powerful because it gave us a point of view where we could say that we can also do these great things once we put our minds to it.
Okay. So there was an event and then you had these wonderful videos, I'm guessing.
It was pictures and then biographies of the people who made an impact.
Okay. And then you also had your keynote speaker, it was First Lady Anne Marie Davis. How was that experience?
I just felt very honored that last year at the previous Posh Symposium, she told me that she wanted to make it an annual event. And I just felt very honored that she kept that promise and that we were able to make it a success. And I feel like the message that she gave was very enlightening and empowering, and it helped to just tie Posh in, and she really made a big impact.
Okay. And so, Ms. Sims, what did you take away from the event? Did you remember anything the First Lady may have said that maybe stuck out to you? What was your favorite part of the event?
My favorite part of the event was the last letter of Posh H, the mental health sort of portion. Me particularly, I'm an athlete, and I feel like mental health is very important for my well-being and for others as well. So generally, my favorite part was the health portion, mental health.
Okay, awesome. And so this is a one-day event that happens every year?
Yes, one day.
Okay. And so is it only open to persons at QC right now?
Well, at this point, yes, but people can also, I would like for them to hear about it. And I feel like as it progresses, I would like for it to be spread to the wider community because I feel like not only girls in Queens College need that empowerment, but everyone. So I feel like it would be really good to just help other people to feel that way if it was driven to the wider community.
Yeah. And of course, principals, administrators, you're listening in right now all over the Fami Islands, and of course, locally here in Nassau. Make sure, contact Nyla Simonet so you can find out more of how you could bring Posh to your school. And so before we get the parents in, because they're here as well, we want to get a word in from them. I want to talk a little bit about, let's go to you, Ms. Sims, first. You are the current Student of the Year at Queens College. What does it feel like to be Student of the Year? How was that experience?
Being the Student of the Year now, it's stressful, but it's also exciting. And it's amazing that I get the chance to be the Student of the Year because anybody could have got picked. But I got the chance to be it, so I'm really thankful for the opportunity.
And what's your duties like being a Student of the Year?
There are requirements. Mm-hmm. You have to watch who you interact with. You have to watch what you say and do, not just at school, but all the time. And you also have to watch what you hear and what you spread around, because you don't know if it's true or not. You shouldn't be spreading anything around that you don't know for sure. So there are lots of other requirements. You have to always be a leader for younger ones to look up to. Always be helpful. Be a saint in your classrooms. Always be willing to assist anyone. And yeah, just be a good role model.
Okay, awesome. And any encouragement you would give to other young girls out there who would, you know, strive to be, you know, top of their class, 4.0, you know, to be a leader in their school, any encouragement you could give to them?
My encouragement that I always use is, if you believe it, you surely can achieve it.
Oh, wow. I love that. I love that. And so, Nyla, let's hear from you. You are the past, or you know, 2022-2023 first run-up National Primary School Student of the Year. How was that experience for you?
I will say that sitting in the room where they were announcing it to everyone, it was very nerve-wracking, because I just didn't know who would be picked, and I felt very honored to be chosen, because I'm sure there were a lot of other children in that room who had the same opportunity. So it was just an honor to be chosen, because anyone could have won it.
Okay, awesome. And so what is your role now at QC? Do you have any other roles that you're playing now?
Well, even though I'm not Student of the Year anymore, and I'm now in high school, I still strive to be a leader and to, like, make an impact and to be helpful where I can, like Morgan said, and just to be a good role model for people to look up to, even though I just came into high school.
Oh, wow. And you're in grade?
7.
7. And Ms. Sims, you're in?
6.
Grade 6. Okay. Oh, wow. You're very well spoken for 6th and 7th graders. And so what we want to do right now is, we want to get the parents in. We want to get Mrs. Sims in. We want to get Mrs. Simonette in. And just to be able to share some words about POSH. And for the parents out there. And so what we want to do right now, we want to get Mrs. Simonette in. Welcome back again. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Thank you so much for having us again and being such a supporter of all things young people. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And so tell us, this is the second year. I didn't know about this last year, because obviously we would have had you guys on for the first POSH event. But tell us about it, and how did it go?
It was fantastic. So I know the last time we came, Nyla was talking about Stamp Out Hunger and really getting people to support Stamp Out Hunger. And like she mentioned already, that's still a passion of hers. But for POSH, she really wanted to do it as soon as possible, because she also wanted young ladies, even within Queen's College, Morgan included, to be able to participate and really speak to why POSH is important to them. So we really wanted to do this one a little bit early to make it an inclusive event. And like she said, it's so important right now. So POSH is passionate, optimistic, strong, and healthy. Mm-hmm. And the elements of POSH are important for young people, girls and boys, adults, men and women. And so I'm just so happy to support her in this, because I think it's critical that we get young people to understand their value and their worth. And like she mentioned earlier, Mrs. Anne Marie Davis, wife of the Prime Minister, was the keynote speaker and patron. She supported it last year as well. She was dynamic in imparting her knowledge and wisdom. And I think that gives it a lot of oomph and credibility as well, to have the First Lady, who is very passionate about all things women's rights, to be a part of this and spend, you know, hours with the young ladies, just talking to them and imparting knowledge.
Definitely. And I'm sure it was a treat for the young persons as well. It's not often time that you get to see the wife of the leader of the nation.
That's right.
So up close and personal.
That's right.
And definitely see it come twice.
That's right.
You know, and so I'm sure that was a blessing for them to
Absolutely.
See.
Absolutely. Yeah. And she's given her assurances and commitment that she will support it for as long as she can. Okay. And that's even without knowing how the event would have turned out, what the attendance would have been like. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is really just the passion behind the message of POSH. And so I'm stealing Nyla's phrase. Like, we don't want POSH to be a, what do you say, a cute acronym or something she says. Like, we don't want it to just be an acronym.
Right.
We really do want it to be a way of life where people really have those characteristics built into their DNA.
Okay. And so let's go to Ms. Sims. Ms. Sims, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Awesome. So tell me now, what's your feeling around Posh? What do you think about it? And how was the event for you as well?
Okay, so Nyla's second Posh was my first time attending, but I thought it was amazing. Mm-hmm. I thought it was inspiring for the young ladies because, you know, we have so many things going on with young people. Just to say, look at, the crime in our country. And then the kids, they're engaged in a whole lot. And so they need that balance. And they need to always understand that, hey, I can be passionate about my goals, and I can still be optimistic about things, all things good. And also, like Morgan mentioned, about mental health, that is so serious. It goes unnoticed, but it's real out there. Mm-hmm. And so kids being healthy with everything that is going around around them, it's very important. So I thought Posh was really amazing. It was really informative. I got a lot of information, and I agree with Nyla. It does not just need to stay at Queens College. Mm-hmm. It needs to go in every school, boys and girls. Not only girls need to be passionate, optimistic, healthy, and strong. Mm-hmm. Boys need it as well.
Yeah.
Boys
yeah.
definitely yeah. need it as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah. I agree with you. And we had a show just a few weeks ago where we talked about the state of our young men. And as you said, everybody needs encouragement. And I love this theme, fulfilling our purpose. The possibilities are endless.
Yes.
And we know that some of our young persons just need to know that it is possible.
Yes, it is.
For their environment and how they grew up, it just doesn't seem possible. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really seem that there is light at the end of the tunnel. But I like these type of events. Posh lets you know that there is light at the tunnel and there is possibilities. Mm-hmm. Now, before we go back to the ladies for their closing comments, we want to get you ladies your closing comments and any encouragement you want to give to parents out there who might have, young girls or young boys who have initiatives and they want to step out there and they want to make their impact in their community, in their school. Any encouragement that you could give and your closing comments.
Yeah. Well, I just like to say to parents, just to be supportive of your kids, just be behind them 100% and let them know that they're loved, you're there for them, and that they can achieve, like Morgan said, they can achieve anything that they put their minds to. And so you just need to be there for them. Be there for them. Talk with them. Continue to encourage them and let them know that, hey, the sky is the limit.
Yeah. I love it. The sky is the limit. Beautiful words, Mrs. Sims. Mm-hmm. Now, Mrs. Simonette.
Yes. So for me, I echo Mrs. Sims' comments. I think it is important for us, just as you said in that theme, mm-hmm. the possibilities are endless,
yeah.
right? I think sometimes we get so caught up in thinking what we cannot do, mm-hmm. and we spend so much time navigating through self-doubt that we don't just start.
Yeah.
I think we need first to start. Everything is not going to always go right. Things are not always, you're not going to hit a home run on the first swing every time. This isn't a major leagues. Sometimes you have to start small. You may have to bunt the ball and, make a mad dash, but it can still happen. And so I think that's the message that I would leave for parents is, like Mrs. Sim said, support first. And to understand that it's a journey. It's not an overnight solution,
yeah.
but support your children. Talk to your children. Let them tell
yes.
you what their visions and their dreams are. I recall clearly the last time we spoke telling you how exhausted Nyla had me, even in the things that she wanted to do. But as her parent, that's my responsibility. My responsibility is not to focus on my exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
My responsibility is to create avenues and opportunities for her to be able to fulfill her purpose.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, life can be grand for her.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen. And, I'm honored mm-hmm. being the mother of my children.
Mm-hmm.
But death happens to everyone. And what I want, if I am no longer here today or tomorrow, is to have children who are resilient, who are strong, who are empowered, who know their worth, who can stand on their own 2 feet. And so when she came to me with POSH, you know, she came to me with it to benefit other people.
Yeah.
But as the mother who was very selfish about my daughter, I was like, oh, yeah, now I like how this sounds, because all of the things that she wanted to talk about, it's things that she needs, it's things that help young people to just be more assured about who they are and confident in their abilities. And so I was excited to help her bring it to life. And if we, through your help and your voice and your show, can give life to this, even beyond the halls of Queens College, we would be happy to make that happen. Because as you both mentioned, this isn't exclusive to the children of Comedville. This is something that everyone needs far and wide to just be their best selves.
Yes, sure.
I see Nyla roll her eye when I say Comedville. She hates when I say that. But it's true, right? Sometimes we keep things closed in a bottle and we think it's just for us.
Yes.
But these things can benefit many people, you know, and so we just want to do our part.
Now, if persons want to contact, or they want to get in contact or find out more information, how could they do so?
So Nakira Simonette is my name, Nyla's mom, and they can email me, Nakira, N-A-K-E-R-A, Simonette, S-Y-M-O-N-E-T-T-E, at gmail.com, and we would be happy to give them more information. So NakiraSimonette@gmail.com.
All right. Or just get in contact with me, and then I'll get
absolutely.
You in contact.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank you. No, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, because I think it's important for us, just for our kids to have a voice, but for our kids to use their voices to give other people voices as well. And if one can help one, then just imagine the effect that that will have throughout the entire community. You may not bring everyone along, but if only one comes with you, then that makes a difference as well.
Yes, definitely. And so as we get ready to wrap up things in our last few moments, we want to get closing comments from you ladies. Who wants to go first? Anybody want to go first with their closing comments? Let's go.
I believe POSH is really important because it's an inspiring acronym for all young children to learn. And it's really important because there's been a lot of stuff, not just happening in our community, but it also in school. There's bullying, there's cyberbullying, and it can be really hurtful to some children, and they don't say anything. They keep it quiet because they're afraid to. So I feel like POSH is really important because it's helping others find their voice. So I really would like to inspire POSH, and I hope that it comes up again next year. Well, it will, because Daniel now.
Yeah.
But I'll be honored to be a part of it. So thank you so much. And thank you for having us here today.
No problem. And you'll be in high school next year
as well. Yes, I will.
Okay. Awesome song. And I didn't ask the age ranges. Is it just for like primary school girls, high school girls, or...
It's for girls of grade 5 to 6.
5 to 6. Okay, awesome sauce. Okay, so now, Nyla, let's get your closing comments and any encouragement you want to leave to young girls listening.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for having us here. And I feel like when I think of POSH, P is not only for passion, but having enough passion to fulfill your purpose and being optimistic to know that you can do it. Being strong, because even though life's going to throw lemons at your way, you have to know how to make lemonade, and you have to be resilient and to know how to make use of a situation. And being healthy is just like Morgan said, being in a good mental state of mind and just being able to handle situations.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. And so we look forward to next year, the 3rd annual POSH Girls Symposium. And we look forward to this message of POSH spreading here, not just here locally in Nassau, but also to the Family Islands, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, if you didn't remember the acronym, Passionate, Optimistic, Strong, and Healthy. We thank you so much, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. And ladies and gentlemen, this has been another edition of The Youth Perspective, where we spoke about the 2nd annual POSH Girl Symposium. And featured on this edition of The Youth Perspective, we had the organizer and the host of the event, Nyla Simonette, the 2022-2023 first runner-up National Primary School Student of the Year. And also we had Ms. Morgan Sims, the 2023-2024 2024 Current Student of the Year at Queens College, ladies and gentlemen. And this posh event was under the theme, Fulfilling Our Purpose, The Possibilities Are Endless. And of course, we would be remiss if we forgot to mention that it's under the patronage of the First Lady and Marie Davis. And so we thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to this edition of The Youth Perspective. And don't forget, we do this each and every Saturday. So make sure to tune in right here on the National Voice of the Bahamas, 1540 AM, 104.5 FM, and Inspiration 107.9 FM, where it's all gospel all the time. We thank you so much. Yours truly, Cashew and Jamal. Be safe out there and keep it exactly where you've got it. We'll see you next week.
I'm trying to be great, and I'm on my way. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
I hope you enjoyed another edition of The Youth Perspective. Stay tuned for more interviews, more in-depth conversation, great music, as we seek to encourage, empower, impact, and uplift our youth of this nation. Here on The Youth Perspective, we'll see you next time right here on The Youth Perspective with Kashik and Jamal.